Listen up, pig. For your Christmas gift, pig, from your trainer, I'm giving a short little break from your daily stress. A moment to let all the weight and commitment and stresses of the season to melt away and evaporate into the air, leaving you relaxed, content, hard, and ready to serve a mean cock. Here is the starting point. Concentrate on seeing yourself alone in your pig pen, much like you are right now.
Heel pig. Heel pig. Heel pig. Heel pig. That is it. With the word, I've snapped you into your pig state of mind. Place where I own you, control you, and you are totally helpless and obey me as your god. Heel pig. Each time I repeat that word, heel pig. Heel pig. You snap deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm taking you to levels you haven't seen, heard of, or fantasized about before. You will experience things you never thought you could. Coming up right now.
Heel pig. Now I have jerked you out of your sense of self and pulled you back helplessly into a deep state of hypnosis. I'm going to ensure the deepest implantation that I can get by taking you slowly, many layers deeper in a fashion familiar to you. Prepare for total mindfuck, pig.
The journey of a thousand lifetimes began with the decision you made to seize every moment as an eternity in time and every experience as a treasure in heaven. When you decided to no longer deny the reality of a hierarchy among the human race and accept your place as an inferior being of inferior stock and created to serve your betters. The best way to begin your slave lifestyle is now, pig. Ask yourself, what are you doing now, and why are you doing it? Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a second, and now let it out freely and quickly out of your mouth. Again, slowly, in through your nose, hold it momentarily, and let it freely flow out of your mouth. Continue doing this in a rhythmic fashion. Focus your senses on my voice. First, listen to your hearing. Listen to your breathing. Listen to the ambient noises. Listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell the air around you. Identify the smells. Yourself, the room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession, that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings and to your primary owner if you have found it. Now relax your eyes. Look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel every inch of your body and become aware of it from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now let's begin your transformation into a state of hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of the scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick shadow from the top of your scalp along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over, through, and into the ear. The blackness and the lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles and skin, all the way through the body where it crawls. Allow the shadow to seep all the way in, relaxing the muscles and making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving the shadow of relaxing nothingness through you, over the rest of your head. Feel it come down across your eyes, down your face into your jaws, along your neck, around your throat, and deep into your shoulders. You will find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of your body where your mind would normally be a part of the natural system of responses and reactions. Now your mind is still a part of that system, but is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of your body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of biology. Relax and think about this. Look into your mind's eye, the shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and into the tops of your shoulders and back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes and running through them and over them into the balls of your feet, into your ankles, and the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax and the nothingness and the shadow to crawl and spread from the calves up the lower legs and into your knees, the shadow seeping in all the way through to the bone. At this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself, like magnets, warming and relaxing as it is drawn to itself, down your shoulders and down your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms, into your elbows, down through the upper arms into the wrists, along the tops of the hands and into each and every one of your fingers, underneath out through the palms and out through the fingertips. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs to your knees, arms and along the spine, black numbing shadow creeping out along the ribs, up from the knees along the sides of the upper legs, underneath the upper legs, all the way to the tip of the tailbone joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading across your entire body. Blacker, warmer, more and more relaxing, until your entire body is relaxed and in encased in the thick shadows of blackness. Now I've taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now, pig, for the final step.
And relax. Indeed. Relax.
49. 48.
And more relaxed.
47.
No.
46.
Relax.
45.
Relax.
44. 43. 42.
And more.
41. Out of the pig pen and caged in a box, and guess what? Now you're placed under a Christmas tree, and that day you are going to be unlocked is here. Finally, pig has met master. This is it, dipshit pig. Not only have you been trained, programmed, and reprogrammed and brainwashed into being a total object, but now you are an owned object. A thing totally under the control of the master of your dreams. And as he unlocks you, you can see in his eyes that he doesn't see anything at all but meat. No will, no thoughts, no ideas, just meat. That only seems to mimic life, which makes it fun for him to abuse. To see it cry out in pain, feel humiliation. It's not real. It's just a pile of pork reacting to stimulus. and what a joy it is to control and for a real master to own. This is your future, pork chop, pig, and this year my Christmas present to you is a little break from all the demanding stress to remember what is important about this season. And that is serving a master's cock, isn't it, pig? Now, I want you to feel all the joy and objectification and total control from that moment you get put into the hands totally of a master. Because that moment is coming, pig meat. And there is no turning away from it, not anymore. Now concentrate on that. And I'm going to allow you to slip slowly out of hypnosis and back into a state of awareness. Slowly and subtly. So that you'll hardly even be able to spend the holidays in anything but a state of stupefied, blissful awareness. As the music slowly fades out, so will you slowly fade out of your hypnosis. And while you fade out, remember that moment. The moment that is coming, the moment that there is no denying. The moment when you go from a pig and a pig pen to a pork. Just take it.